And we are back. Welcome back to another episode of the Depressed Cincinnati Sports Fan Podcast. I am your host, Jesse. On this podcast, we're going to talk about Cincinnati Bengals free agency frenzy. Ladies and gentlemen, free agency frenzy started on Monday across the National Football League. Guys, I wanted to make this podcast on Wednesday, but there were just so many like new deals, just everything that was just so many breaking news. Like, I don't go on Twitter, now it's X. I don't go on that platform a lot. The only time I go on Twitter is to just check to see if there's any news on the teams here in the local area. But for the last week, I just been on there because I just didn't know if the Bengals were going to sign this player. The Bengals are going to get released this player. There were so many things going on, so many just breaking news and so many things to catch up that honestly, I couldn't keep up, honestly. So that's why I had to record this podcast on Friday. Now, as I record this podcast, anything can happen right now, okay? It's in the morning time here, Friday morning here in Ohio. So anything can happen right now. So if I do get a notification that the Bengals signed this player or the Bengals released this player, it will be revealed on this podcast. But let's catch up, all right, guys? Because lots went down this week here in Cincinnati. Monday morning, around, I believe, 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, T. Higgins requested a trade. And I was like, oh boy. Honestly, I kind of saw that coming. And with the Bengals already giving him a one-year franchise tag that is worth about $21.8 million. So, should the two sides are unable to come up with a deal, a long-term deal, by July 15th deadline, then it's likely with everything that's going on in free agency this week, Calvin Ridley, now a Tennessee Titan, got a four-year, I believe is 40 mil, something like that. Probably wrong on that estimate. But he got a really good payday. And with that deal that Calvin Ridley got from the Tennessee Titans, it's most likely that T is going to stay here in Cincinnati for one more season. Either the Bengals are going to tag him again, or they're going to listen to trade offers from now until the NFL draft, or when before the season starts, or during training camp, OTAs. We'll see. Now, on Monday, a source told ESPN Adam Schefter that the talks between the Bengals and T. Higgins of a long-term deal stalled out March of 2023. Wow. So it's been a year. And the Bengals were like, nah. And I get it. The Bengals want to focus on keeping Ja'Marr Chase because he is eligible for a long-term deal next offseason. But to not even talk with T between now and last March, I just think that's not fair. And T has pretty much said that he wants to stay in Cincinnati. He loves it here. He loves his teammates. I mean, you see the chemistry bond between him and Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. Like, why not even continue to talk with him? I think T was probably just frustrated, and he requested a trade. Honestly, I don't blame him. I really don't. So it's the second straight year a Bengals player requested a trade. Last year, it was Jonah Williams, after Orlando Brown was picked up from the Chiefs in April of last year. Jonah Williams still played last year and played really well. He did what he did, and he was an distraction, and he was pretty much all team first and wanted to play well because, obviously, this past season was him playing for a contract deal somewhere else. And he got that with signing with the Arizona Cardinals on Thursday. So good for Jonah. We'll see what happens with T. Higgins. And I've already told you guys last week when I made a podcast about the Bengals franchising tagging him. I believe it was last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. I said that I want T to be in Cincinnati. I really wish the Bengals would have pushed hard for a long-term deal. And just unfortunately that both sides didn't come to a right deal. Just they didn't see eye to eye, unfortunately. And that sucks because I really like T. I know he's been hampered with injuries in his career, but when T. Higgins is healthy, he is definitely a top 10 wide receiver in the league. And it's unfortunate last year with the hamstring injury, then the ribs injury, and then him dropping passes, which he doesn't do at all, especially the easy ones. He always makes the contested difficult catches, but those catches where T dropped last year and was just some of those were just head scratchers. So I'm hoping that T. Higgins will be a Bengal in 2024. After that, who knows? Probably not going to happen. But I do want T to ball out this year. And he deserves to get paid. It could be with Cincinnati or it could be somewhere else. Now, after that happened between 8:30 and 9:30 a.m., man, the Bengals' Twitter account was very bold. The admin was very, very bold. The Bengals put out that they re-signed tight end Drew Sample to a 3-year deal that is worth $10.5 million. Good for Sample. Drew Sample's not known for being a pass-catching tight end. He is known for being, Pro Football Focus has him as the best blocking tight end in the NFL this past season. And watching film of Sample blocking, it's true. It really is. That guy can block and he deserves a deal. So I'll give Drew Sample a standing ovation for his contract extension. And it's, I think it's a good deal on both sides. But if you're a guy that is on Twitter 24/7 and you look at the replies when the Bengals put out that they re-signed Sample, oh my gosh, people were going insane. Just don't like the, when your receiver just requested a trade and then 1 hour later put out that you re-signed Sample, I'm not here disrespecting Drew Sample because I like Drew because he is definitely valuable to the team and an offense. But like I said, the admin for the Bengals Twitter account, the replies they got, I'm not going to read them because it's they're just Bengals fans being emotional and being low-key ruthless. That's just nicely put it right there. So that was Monday morning. Just lots went on that morning. Monday afternoon, the Bengals signed free agent Geno Stone. They took him out from the Baltimore Ravens, their rivals. He agreed to a 2-year deal, $15 million with a $6 million signing bonus. I was very surprised. I was very shocked because Geno Stone had a really good season for Baltimore this past season. And he had 7 interceptions, 2nd in the NFL. He's a 7th-round draft pick in 2020. He was a 21st safety selected in the draft that year. I was not expecting the Ravens to let Stone go. And not only let him go, but you let him go to your division rival. So that was Duke Tobin saying, okay, we're going to take you guys. We're going to take one of you guys. And I loved it. I was like, whoa. So congratulations, Geno Stone. You deserve that. And welcome to Cincinnati. And Geno Stone was really good last year. And when the Bengals played the Ravens in week 2, he had that key interception in the red zone on Joe Burrow where Joe did not see Geno Stone. And Geno made a nice play to intercept that pass. And you know what? Ironically, that pass was attended to T. Higgins. Can't make that stuff up. You really can't. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Geno does. We got him for a really, really good price. And the Baltimore GM said that Geno Stone is the best seventh round pick the Ravens have ever had in their franchise history. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. So welcome to Cincinnati, Geno. Chido Awuzie went to the Titans to join new head coach of the Tennessee Titans and former Bengals offensive coordinator Brian Callahan to establish a culture over there. So good for Chido. And I think that Callahan is, I think that's gonna work out, I believe. I really want Callahan to do well in Tennessee and bring Chido, who's a really good locker room presence, and he was that when he was with the Bengals. And I think that's the reason why he's going to Tennessee and they're going to establish a culture there. So good for Chido. I'm going to miss him. It's unfortunate that when he tore his ACL against the Browns in 2022, that Halloween night where the Bengals got absolutely destroyed, that he hasn't been the same since. And you saw last year, he was still recovering. And then there was a couple of games where he looked like the old Chido, but just lost a little bit of a step. But I hope that he'll be able to get that back when he's down in Nashville. Okay, so that was Monday afternoon. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, we're done. All right, like that was a crazy day one. On a day two. Nope, Monday night. This was around, I believe, 7:30. The Bengals release running back Joe Mixon and sign former Colts running back Zach Moss on a two-year deal worth about $8 million. Joe Mixon spent 7 years here in Cincinnati. He was here when the Bengals were low, and his attitude and just being a leader was just nothing but great. And the Bengals took a chance in Mixon after his stuff he did in Oklahoma. And honestly, I'm glad they drafted him. I really am. And when I heard the news that Mixon was released, I was like, dang. I had a little sad moment right there. Because Joe Mixon really loved his team, really loved the fans. He was such a good person, like just interacting with the fans. And I know people will just look to his past and all that stuff, and okay, whatever. No one's perfect. But Joe Mixon represented the Bengals the right way in his 7 years here in Cincinnati. And yeah, we're going to miss him. We're going to miss him. So he's now a Houston Texan. The Bengals did the right way and traded him to the Texans. And on Thursday, he got a 3-year deal, and I forgot the severity of the money, but it was a really good payday for Joe Mixon. And you're in Texas, no state income taxes. But Joe Mixon was talking with the Houston Texans media on Thursday, and just hearing that presser, you can tell he is still heartbroken that the Bengals released him. But I really hope that Mixon does well in Houston. I think that's the right fit for him. And he's got a good quarterback in C.J. Stroud, who is a young and rising star. You got Tank Dell. You got a good young team down there in Houston. And Mixon had 1,000 yards rushing this past season. So he can still play. Even though he's at the age of 27, he can still play. So we're going to miss Joe. Thank you for everything you've done, Mixon, here in Cincinnati. We're going to miss you, and we hope nothing but the success down in Houston. Houston, take care of Mixon. And Joe, you deserve a standing ovation for your time here in Cincinnati. Oh, that was tough. That was tough. But now, we got to move on from Joe Mixon and talk about Zach Moss. Zach Moss had a breakout season last year with the Indianapolis Colts. He began the season as a starting running back for the Colts. Jonathan Taylor was on the physical unable to perform list. Moss began the season on fire. At one point, he was the league's third leading rusher through 5 weeks. He ended the season with 794 rushing yards, 5 touchdowns in 14 games. He can also catch from the backfield as well, something Joe Mixon did a lot here in Cincinnati. He had a career-high 27 catches, 192 receiving yards, and 2 touchdowns receptions. So I like Zach Moss. He provides the explosiveness that the Bengals were missing in a running back position. Mixon was getting up there in age. You can tell that the explosiveness, it's still there, but it's not like it was when he was here year one, year two. You can tell that he lost. There's a little bit of explosiveness, just a little bit. But Zach Moss, if you guys go on YouTube and type in Zach Moss highlights from this past season, this guy is fast. And that's who the Bengals need in the running back position. And I think the Bengals got a good deal out of it. So welcome to Cincinnati, Zach Moss. And we hope that it turns out really good. That was Monday, ladies and gentlemen. That was Monday. That was a lie. On to Tuesday. Tuesday morning, the Bengals signed free agent tight end Mike Gesicki to a 1-year deal worth up to $3.25 million. Gesicki, if you know, is famous for probably the worst gritty in mankind. And I'm not trying to be... I don't want to be like, what do you call it? Gesicki's white, okay? And listen, I know, I'm not trying to be like, oh, white people can't do the gritty. No. But this guy, every time he gets a touchdown and he does his whatever rendition of the gritty, I'm just like, what are we doing, my guy? But Jamar Chase, who is known to have the best gritty out there, is going to teach Gesicki to do the gritty right. Will Gesicki listen? Probably not. But will he take notes? I hope he does. So Jamar, please teach that man how to do gritty right. So in 7 NFL season, this is Gesicki's 7th NFL season coming up. He's a second round draft pick by the Miami Dolphins in 2018. In his career, he has 260 receptions, 2,861 receiving yards, and 20 touchdowns. Gesicki is more of a tight end / wide receiver slot type of player. And I like the deal. I really do. And I wanted Gesicki last offseason. So I'm glad the Bengals got him. And when he was introduced, when he's officially signed with the Bengals, and he was talking to the media on Thursday, he looked fired up to be in Cincinnati. I think he always wanted to be a Bengal. So, love that. I feel like Joe Burrow was recruiting out there. And that's what your franchise quarterback should be doing. And I know Joe does that behind the scenes. So, welcome to Cincinnati, Mike Gesicki. All right. Let's see what else happened on... Oh, forgot to mention. Let's go back to Monday. So, the NFL announced on Monday an update on its compensatory picks. Boy, I can't pronounce that word. Say that word 15 times. In the 2024 NFL draft. So, with the most notable change that the Bengals have now, been awarded an extra third round pick, the 97th pick overall, instead of one of the two 6th round picks it has been previously awarded. That means the Bengals have 2 third round picks in this year's draft. That's big right there. And that's a W by the NFL, giving the Bengals an extra third round pick. That pick can be used for maybe, I don't know, a tight end, an interior pass rusher. That was big. That was very big. And I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you, NFL. Finally, for the first time, you're on the Bengals side. That was good to hear. That was really good to hear. All right, so let's move on to Wednesday. On Wednesday, the Bengals sign defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins to a 2-year deal, $26 million deal. Sheldon Rankins is 29 years old. He had 6 sacks with the Houston Texans this past season. He is a former first-round draft pick of the New Orleans Saints in 2016, the 12th overall pick. In his career, Rankins has 29.5 sacks, 228 tackles, and 5 forced fumbles in 109 games appeared. I like this signing. And last year when the Bengals took on the Texans, Rankins had a sack on Joe, and he pretty much knocked Joe off his feet. He literally did. If you go watch the highlights of the game against the Texans, it's probably that sack happened late in the fourth quarter when the Bengals were making their attempt to come back and win that game. And Rankins got the sack on Burrow. I was like, damn, he took him down. I like this. I hope that this signing will just be more of getting more pass rush, especially in the defensive tackle area. So that was big right there. So really like that. So welcome to Cincinnati, Sheldon. On Thursday, the Bengals bring back Von Bell to a 1-year contract. Von Bell spent only 1 season in Carolina last year. Von Bell was a pivotal part in the Bengals' run to the Super Bowl and AFC title game in 2021 and 2022. Von Bell started 48 games from 2020 to 2023 when he was with the Bengals in his first stint. He was a captain. He had 5 picks in his 3 years here in Cincinnati. And his first year, he led the team with 114 tackles. Von Bell was somebody that the Bengals really missed in the safety position. And not only Von Bell was a pivotal part when it comes to preventing those explosive plays that the Bengals gave up so much this year, but he was a very focal part on the Bengals stopping the run. Well, the Bengals didn't really do a good job this year at all when it comes to stopping the run. So having Von Bell back, and I know some people saying, the Bengals fans, well, he's 29, so he's not getting any older or getting younger. And I'm just like, okay, relax, relax. Before he left Cincinnati in 2022, I thought Von Bell played really well. And the Carolina Panthers stink. He wasn't put in the best position. Yeah, he got paid, but Panthers are just a terrible football organization right now. And you pair Geno Stone and Von Bell together in the safety position. What does that mean for Dax Hill? Well, that means that Dax Hill is probably going to be playing cornerback, which is very interesting. It's going to be a very important year for Dax Hill this year. And also, wait a minute. Oh, with Jordan Battle likely being the starter, it's going to be, this is good. This signing is really good because Von Bell, being a veteran, he's going to help the rookie. Well, not the rookie, the second-year player in Jordan Battle. That's also a win right there for the Bengals. So I like this deal. At first, I was like, wait a minute, you're going to sign him? Like, no, I'm not disrespecting Von Bell. At that moment, I was like, we need an interior pass rush. Why was signing a player that, you know, he's getting up there in age? But then I realized, did you see how bad the Bengals were on defense last year? We missed Von Bell. So I'm glad Von Bell's back. So welcome back. Glad you're back, Von. No excuses, Lou. Bengals vs. Cornell, Lou Anarumo. No excuses. Thursday was a sad day, man. It was sad enough that the Bengals got rid of Joe Mixon, but they let DJ Reader go. DJ Reader is now a Detroit Lion. They agreed to a 2-year deal, $27.25 million contract. I know DJ Reader is recovering from a torn quad, same injury he had in 2019 or 2020, I believe. and the Bengals were just probably not sure how he's going to recover a second time with the same quad injury. Still, I wish they still would have just at least tried to re-sign him. DJ Reader was a focal part in this team's resurgence. And this team run to the Super Bowl. And he was a vocal part when it comes to stopping the run. DJ Reader was an animal when it comes to the Bengals stopping the run. I believe his breakout game was the AFC Divisional Playoff game against the Titans in 2021. That game, everyone knew who DJ Reader was, because every time Derrick Henry would get the ball, tackle by DJ Reader, he was everywhere in that game. Ugh. I'm happy for Reader that he found a team that is definitely a Super Bowl contender in the Detroit Lions. But I'm sad. I'm sad the Bengals just let him go. And I hope that the Bengals don't regret that. I really hope not. So that was a bummer. That was a really bummer. But DJ Reader, you deserve a standing ovation. Thank you for your time here. You did it. Thank you for your time that you've done here in Cincinnati. You're working in the community. Just being the ultimate team leader. And just a downright awesome human being. It sucks. That's just the business nature of the National Football League. Man, that stunk. That really did. All right. So as I record this podcast, nothing new has come out with when it comes to any more deals. Let me check just to make sure. We're still in free agency times. Nope, so far, nothing right now at the moment. But if I have to grade the Bengals' free agency frenzy this week, it's tough. Like, before Mixon got released, I was like, this is a solid B+. For the Bengals. Give him a B+. But you release Mixon. You release DJ Reader. Or you trade Joe Mixon. You release DJ Reader. And the Bengals still need to get a pass rusher. An interior pass rusher. Right now I'll give the Bengals. I'll give them a C right now. Just a C. Not a C-, not a C+. Just a C. An average C. And I hope they're not done yet. I really hope not. It's just, I still feel like there's still holes on this team that I still need to address. Especially in the offensive line. There's an area they need to address. Definitely. And I just hope they're not just waiting for the NFL draft. There's still players out there that can definitely make an impact on this team. So I hope Duke Tobin and company aren't done yet. And I just hope that they don't just be satisfied with this and be like, okay, we're good to go. On to the NFL draft. No, 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 no. There's still players out there. And there's players out there that I want, and they're getting signed from other teams. And I look at the details of their contracts. I'm like, really? I'm like, the Bengals could have definitely signed that player to even more money. You have the cap space. You do. I just hope they're not satisfied with this. So I'll give it a C. I give it a C. Maybe you guys think I'm harsh about it, but I feel like they can do more. And I just hope this is just the beginning. All right, guys, that's pretty much it. If anything breaks, if the Bengals sign a player that is someone that I view in my free agency list, that I'm like, okay, this is a big-time signing, I'll potentially do emergency podcasts. If not, Then I'll do a podcast next week recapping week two of the free agency frenzy. But appreciate you guys listening to this podcast as always. If you guys are listening to this podcast on Spotify, give it a 5-star review. Follow it. Turn on your post notifications for new episodes that I will be putting out. And you guys have a great weekend. Appreciate you guys listening to this podcast as always. Appreciate my day zero followers. Appreciate my new followers. You guys have been rocking me since the beginning. And I'm just really thankful for this platform. I'm thankful for you guys. This podcast would not be here if it wasn't for you guys listening. So really do thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. Let's not get sentimental here. You guys have a good weekend, and I will talk to you guys next week. I'm out. Peace.